Well, we all know that I have epically failed at keeping up with this podcast. I was really excited, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then, of course, we all know life has gotten in the way, and, you know, still have my 3 kids and many other things. So many other ventures. You know, since my introduction one, we have finished part of our basement, so now I have an in-home studio for hair, and I also do nails. It's still a learning curve. I'll be honest, in beauty school, they only taught no chip in your standard nail polish, so, you know, you obviously know sanitations, and you understand how acrylic and hard gel work, but to actually practice that and do that, you know, you have to do that on your own. So I do occasionally do nails, but I do hair, and I have the whole setup downstairs now. So I have that, and obviously I have other business ventures. I am an advocate for clean beauty, so I do that. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I've seen a huge change in my skin, and I actually signed up and just started using the products, and then I switched to actually doing the business side of it because I love the product so much and was sampling out to everybody. I actually now sell Beauty Counter, and I know a lot of people are like, it's an MLM, and I totally get that. I understand that. Yes and no. It also is advocating for change, advocating for better standards in our skincare and our body care. There's a big movement behind it, which is what I mean, I'm obviously attracted to that, but I found products that are healthier for me, safer for me, and actually work. So I decided to start doing that. If you guys are ever interested, you can always check out my page. It's beautycounter.com/Samantha Escobar. So you can always go on there and look at that if you have interest, or you can always send me a message if you have questions. So yeah, I have that venture, but I also like to hustle, because, you know, who doesn't love to shop and who doesn't love some money? So I do Amazon Flex. So I do deliver packages for Amazon. I use my own car. I do it. It's nice. The other one I've gotten back into, and it's been 3-4 years since I did it, DoorDash. I am totally loving DoorDash because I can just sit on my couch and wait till I get pinged. And for the most part, it pays pretty good. You know, there's some nights that really stink. I'm gonna say it because I say it all the time to my friend who does it as well. If you use the service, tip at least $1. At least $1. There's nothing worse than doing deliveries for people and there's no tip at all. Like, we are taking the time to go get your food and bring it to you so you don't have to leave your house. $1 tip will make all the difference. I know some people are gonna hate that I said that, but I'm just being honest. It's a lot like a serving job. So I'm saying it, at least tip $1 if you choose to use the service. It makes all the difference.
So, also in all this time, I have gotten a fucking dog. Y'all, I'm gonna be completely honest. My husband literally wanted to divorce me because I didn't tell him and I brought the dog home. Yes, wrong on so many levels. Everybody does their thing, so I'm not one to judge whether you ask or you don't ask. My husband is not an animal person like I am. I grew up with him. He did not. So he is not an animal person. So he was not a huge fan, but then my husband realized. He's like, okay, that makes her happy. It makes the kids happy, so I'll get over it. Still not a huge fan. The dog, taking care of the dog, falls on myself and the kids, which is fine. So I got a French bulldog, obsessed. Since my youngest name is Maverick, we named him Goose. So Goose and Maverick, because my husband is a big Top Gun fan. So I thought that would help ease the blow. So we named him Goose. He's absolutely adorable. I am obsessed. our other dog, Luna. She took a little bit to adjust, but she did great. The two of them now, like, don't leave each other's side. Like, okay, wait, where's the other one? Why don't I see them? So, they're butt heads, but they're great. So, yeah, I did do that. So, I was doing Beachbody. I still have that, but honestly, I found Peloton and have fallen in love. Now, obviously, pandemic hit March of last year. I was working out at Orange Theory back then, because that is also where I was working at, and we were closed until July, in the state of Illinois. I decided, I think it was about April, I ordered a mixed fitness bike because it was like half the cost of Peloton, and it had a swivel screen and all that. So I was like, okay, this is really for me, and I got it, and I used it, and then I fell off, and then I'd use it, and then I'd fall off. Then my husband started using the free trial of Peloton app and realized he liked that a lot with the bike. And I thought, okay, so I gave it a try. And I quickly fell in love. So, like, we modified our mixed bike to be able to use the Peloton app. And we're really loving it. Well, we finally decided we're converting to Peloton, and we have placed our order. But anybody that knows it's, like, 2 months delivery, which is totally expected. When I got my mix, I was told 6 to 8 weeks, and I didn't get it until week 12. So I was totally aware of that, so I'm not like, oh my gosh, but of course, who doesn't want something sooner, right? So if you are on Peloton, my leaderboard name is Hot Mess Mama 3, so go follow me. We can have fun. We can ride together if you want to. You let me know, and we can schedule a ride to do it together. I have really gotten into that. I make myself do it. If you've never looked into Peloton, again, you don't have to have a Peloton piece of equipment to use it. And no, I am not paid by Peloton or anything. I just share it because I love it. But they have 5-minute classes, 10-minute classes. They make it so possible to get a workout in, which is what has been huge for me. Because sometimes when I'm upstairs, just like in my living room with my toddler, I'll throw on a quick like 5-minute core one. Like, so it's just things I can kind of add in there, and that is absolutely what I love. It doesn't make me miss the gym. I love that I don't have to, like, get up and go to the gym, and to be honest, I don't have to worry about my gym clothes matching anymore, because nobody's going to see me. I'm in my basement. So it's perfect. So if you are, go on there, start following me. We can have fun. We can plan out rides together. We can make a whole thing of this. So definitely do that. Again, it's Hot Mess Mama 3. And let's have fun on Peloton.